The Sentai Review, episode 99, Go-Go 5 Mecha. Welcome to the Sentai Review.
We're back to Robos.
Robos!
Yeah, yeah, you guys enjoy Robos. Apparently I have comments I have to read.
Why are you staring at me?
Because this is all your fault. Shane, you're the one that voted no.
Shane, I see you. I see you in a new light today.
Uh-oh. Here we go again.
First off, I'm Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
I've disappointed Bill.
Let's drop the contact information. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, now everybody knows where to go to get podcasts and things like that. Now Shane, me and you, we've known each other for a while.
10 years.
10 years. It's a long time, and I'm just now noticing this.
What's that?
900 fucking subscribers, Shane.
Yes.
That's what I've noticed about you. We got to 900 subscribers. It has nothing to do
actually, 916, because I'm looking at it right
shit.
Now.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
If you want,
although
if
don't
you...
get me wrong, that 16 is probably like you and me and Scott and fucking Nick and Shane.
No,
because
I've been subscribed for years.
I've been subscribed for a long time.
No, it did kind of surprise me though, and even somebody on the messages was like, "Oh shit, you guys hit 900." We have been steadily climbing each video.
Yes, we have. And if you want, and since you said you saw me in a new light, if you want to,
I do.
If you want to congratulate me, and nice. If you think that the 900 subscribers is all because of me,
all right,
I'll take
Shane,
it. I'll take it.
I will congratulate you for wearing a shirt that has 2 feet clapping.
First off, it's a hat and a hoodie, not a shirt.
Oh,
whatever.
Feet touching. 2 feet touching.
And apparently my mic was off the whole time.
It is the Overwatch symbol. You're going to piss a lot of Overwatch fans off, because now they're going to look at it and they're going to notice it.
It's just like when I pointed out Destiny's symbol is the Master Chief's cockpiece.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's kind of funny.
I think my mic was out when we were doing the intros to people. So
that will be funny.
Yeah.
Like, if that is in the cut.
Scott Action Jackson, in case it didn't go through the first time.
That would be amazing.
I'm gonna
just be like a strange moment of silence for a second.
Nah, it's whatever.
Okay.
Shit happens.
So, we are Go-Go 5,
yeah,
Grand Liner.
For Robos.
All right, are you on. Ready, Shane?
Let's do this.
Going back to Robits?
I don't want to drop any more zeros.
Haven't been to Robits for a while, Shane.
I know.
You've been doing a lot of riders.
Do you know who the Go-Go 5 are? Do you remember who they are? Oh, look, that's not going to help.
Yeah,
because
looking at the name is really going to fucking help.
No, all I need to do is see the year.
Okay.
In space, I think. Or in space, I believe.
Shane, it's your Umbrella Corporation Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? No, you're right. We get it a year after then. That was 2000 for us.
Bam!
So this is Lightspeed Rescue.
Robit!
Yep.
All right. Oh, look at that.
Transformer.
Yeah, no shit.
Wish he didn't meet my eye.
All right, well, already Bill doesn't like
this. Are
you
talking about this or the actual Michael Bay Optimus Prime?
Both.
I was about to say, you're about to say both, aren't you?
I'm not much of a car guy, if you've never been able to put that together. So, cars that turn into giant walking robots, eh. Cars that combine to make giant standing robot, eh. He has extendy piccolo punch because his arms are like the No, I don't think it's this guy. It might be this guy, but one of these Zords, doesn't he have the fucking ladder things on his arms so he can extend his arms out?
If anything, because of the backstory of at least of the American version of this, one of the Rangers is a fireman.
I think they're pretty close, actually. From looking at the pictures, I don't think our series was way too removed.
Yeah,
I think they're almost
kind of
the same
team.
Thing. Yeah, they're a rescue team also.
And that's what they were for us, pretty much. You know, everybody, all five Rangers came from a different background, but the Red Ranger was a fireman.
Okay, next on this. Oh, my God. Hold
what
on,
the
let me get in on
look
this.
Look at that. Look at
blame
that.
Blame the internet.
That's, man, look at that. It doesn't look like it.
Do what?
Blame the internet for the small pictures.
Oh.
That doesn't even look like it would move very well. So bulky.
Oh, I'm sorry. What have I missed? I've been reading comments because apparently people were, like, taking pot shots at us from the fucking Reboot Successful episode.
Oh,
what,
it is what
are
what
we doing?
It is.
Unfortunately,
what it is. Not,
unfortunately, when you, what you do,
no,
when you do what we do, you have to deal with it.
Hateful comments.
It's nothing bad.
Other than the one dude who like slapped me around, being like, "Why did you butcher that joke?" And it's like because I was tired as fuck. I love Titus. I know that joke very well, but
yeah, no, I'm
good.
Not. I'm
nobody,
not about...
nobody sat there and really called us names.
Yeah,
they were trying to correct us. And on certain things, and certain things, we were like,
okay,
whatever.
Yeah, which is still cool.
I'm not about to take to it like Nick did on his video when he got the negative comments and deleted the video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
Holy shit. That dude did not take that criticism well.
Yep.
But yeah, this is a bulky robo.
So anyways, that dude has
a big chest.
Has those things on his head.
Yep.
Those are exciting, right?
Not really.
Next!
Oh. Oh, shit. One,
it's
2, 3, 4, 5.
Trains? Trains.
Not as good.
No.
Not
it
as,
is a train.
Yeah, one is definitely a train.
Because there used to be like a track and it would come out from the underground or whatever.
Yeah.
From their base. From their base. I mean, I don't know their show. I haven't seen it, but our show, their Zords came from the base of their operation.
I'm sorry, we already have a train Zord, and it's a hell of a lot better than this.
But it wasn't popular enough to bring over, according to some.
No, it was popular enough to bring over.
You're,
they just wanted to be a bunch
no,
of jackasses.
No, it's not that. You're hating, but let's be honest here. You're going to tell a story here in America that is all about trains.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
show was not all about trains, but there are train tracks everywhere in Japan. Like, that is a 100% massively important form of transportation.
It's one of the biggest, it's actually, if not the most important mode of transportation out
here
there.
Here in America, like, if you live in a city, trains and subways. If you live here,
taxi and Uber.
Until I was like, okay, when I traveled around and shit like that all over the place, I did not see a train that you could ride on until I was like 19.
Damn.
Had no purpose to take a train ever. Oh. From here where we live, we are at the airport.
Yep.
It is planes, it is cars, it is buses. We have no train transportation here. We literally have to go hours away
to Chicago.
Hit the train.
To Chicago.
Chicago, my ass. You go to Bloomington.
Yeah, there's a train station
sixth,
in Bloomington.
Yeah, in sixth grade, I took an Amtrak all the way down to Texas with my grandma to go visit my aunt and uncle.
But still,
I took
if you
one
have
to
the
California.
Choice,
yeah.
Are you just, are you going to, you know, you got to either go down there or you just take
the plane. After my graduation, high school graduation, so.
I'll drive.
Okay, well, for you.
For me, you know that. Yeah,
but
you know that.
Yeah, it was years before I actually saw a train. So, like, selling that show here
it also
is
has
more
a,
difficult.
And it also has a lot
I know. I'm just being a jackass.
It also has a lot to do with imagination and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
it wasn't a
well,
thing,
okay, that might not translate.
Yeah, yeah, they
that
might
not translate.
That shit.
I'm just saying that probably, because I know the newest series is actually out. For
it's
here,
Ninja Steel.
It's Ninja Steel.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought
it's
you
those
were
dudes with the Klingon wharf sash, isn't it?
Yeah.
We made fun of the Red
2015
Ranger.
2015 Ninja, the one where the Red Ranger is such an emo cunt. He's got to sit in the his chair and.
Yeah, they have the sashes, the Klingon wharf sash.
Yeah. We got it because they skipped over the. What's the actual name for the train Rangers again?
Tokuger?
Tokuger.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because the Q fucked with me.
Yeah, Tokuger. Yeah.
It's got a Q. It fucked. It's fucking with me.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, we skipped that one.
Just hopefully we skip the 2016 Rubik's Cube guys.
Oh, no. We're getting them.
With print-on shirts.
Yeah,
we're getting them.
Fucking printed on, yeah.
Yeah, they're next. We're getting them.
Let's hope not.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah, let's skip them, and we'll go right into
the
Q Ranger. Because those guys
are
fucking awesome.
Yeah, we're not going to happen.
I don't give a shit if there's 13 of them bitches.
Next.
That show is actually awesome.
So, I'm
hoping.
This guy is very unimpressive. I will promise you guys, though, that my rating will not be a zero. I mean, I've seen worse, so.
This grand line is exciting.
Let's
go to the next.
It's really not. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. The figure.
Toy time.
God damn, dude.
Shame.
The toys ruined some of these, like the pyramid.
Oh.
Shots fired.
Now I wish I would have found all the Shane Zeros for the next episode. Instead, I had to go through all them costumes where Shane didn't drop zeros.
But
we started doing Robos and Kamen Rider.
This toy looks awful. It's bulky, it's huge. But
just like the actual thing is bulky and huge.
Yes,
oh,
but
it's bulky and
huge. This thing is really like 10 times better than the pyramid.
So, Shane, what you're telling me is this thing is bulky and huge.
Yes.
Okay, Shane.
Okay.
I hear you. I hear you over there.
You hear me?
I do.
We know
what you're talking about.
I just thought I'd drop a few shots.
Future Scott, insert pictures here of Shane's toy that's bulky and huge.
I even tried to...
put it on a baseball bat if possible.
Next.
Saints
Row
Dildo
better?
Baseball.
Is that
making
better, Shane?
He lost weight.
It's a skinny train man. Is that better?
It looks like it can move better.
He went on an extreme diet.
But I still don't find it impressive.
Looks like that paleo
Next.
Shit's working out for him.
Okay, this is, it looks cool because the concept art always makes them look cool.
Yeah, this art.
These are not concept arts. I've seen these pictures before.
Yeah, somebody makes these this way, so.
If you go to, like, the Gundam Wiki, almost every single page you go to on Gundam Wiki has this exact artwork right here on every single character.
Well, this artwork makes this thing actually look really cool.
Actually, this artwork has made many Robos look good.
Yeah. Like, this thing is actually, like, not bad now. This thing actually looks pretty cool.
Next.
Oh, he's going to shoot something at you.
That's the train.
Boom, bitch!
Nah.
Next.
Nah, he's not cool enough for a fucking
fire. Maybe boom,
everything.
Bitch is right. These
okay.
guys...
I wasn't aware... It's been a long time since I've actually seen this series. For us, at least. I didn't realize how...
Is he fighting Groot? Because that's what that shit looks like right there. That rock guy looks more like Groot than anything else.
I will tell you that he's not intimidated by them.
Yeah, dude. No shit.
He is
that
a lot.
That motherfucker is huge.
Yeah, he's a lot. He's huge. Yeah, you're right. Like these guys are like, oh shit.
I don't remember him being that big in the show. If he was that big, how did they take him down? Because almost at the end of every one of these Sentais, there's like the big battle that ends the Megazord, and then they got to fight the final guy, and like, unless he came in because the other Megazord was destroyed, like, I'm in the process of watching this show right now in the American version. I got halfway through it, and I was like, I can't take this shit no more, and I put it away, and I've had trouble putting it back in.
I told you that Lightspeed Rescue is kind of where I started falling off.
Well, it's hurting me bad. I'm halfway through it. The dude got his tramp stamp that's killing him and different things like that.
But the
so.
Next series you get to watch is Time Force.
Dude, I know, but I gotta do it. I have to finish the series so that I can get in and talk, because I can't review the series unless I've watched it. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have something real to say.
Why the fuck are Veritech fighters in robot form trying to fight the Megazord? It does not work. By the way, this is Nick Lone Paladin.
Just walked in.
I just got out of an interdimensional time vortex. I have seen some shit.
Like Zordon's penis.
In the penis dimension.
You do
dimension.
Not want to see that.
Penis dimension.
Some things you cannot unsee. Right, Shane?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Shane's the one over there talking about
alcohol to forget that.
I was about to say, Shane's the one over there talking about his big and bulky toy.
Oh, my.
Tell your story.
No, we're not telling
no
that story.
No, no, that story gets saved for What's Up episode 100.
Next. Oh, are we done with this
done.
Guy?
We're
done. Is that done?
I guess we're done with this guy.
We're done with this grand liner, so.
Oh, fuck, calculator.
Okay, I'm going to say 2, maybe 2.3, because I do think this is one of those things you have to be a fan of the show to appreciate what he is. He's not basic design. He's way too big. It's weird because I'm not dealing well with the train thing. I don't like cars that come together. And surprisingly, I don't usually like trains that come together, which is another reason I can't believe how much I fucking love the Train Rangers.
Yeah.
Because they have a real gun. Because
I fucking love them. I love everything about them. I love their concept, the design, their Zords. Like, it's weird, but this...
Their Zords
when
cock?
This guy came out as a train and came together, I was like, eh.
Did you like the Zords cock? He said everything. You love everything about them.
Listen, man. When you get trained in the ass, the fight is over.
Game over, man. Game over.
I guess nobody does. I guess... You know, against your will, nobody likes to be railed in the ass.
Exactly. It's not fun for you.
That's right.
I don't know. I knew a couple girls who didn't mind it, but...
So, here's my question with that set of Rangers. When they decide to blow their load all over the monster's inside, do they go, choo, choo?
No, it's...
Bill's over there nodding.
Choo!
That's right.
And if he's still in there, he ain't happy.
Go ahead. Right here. Seth, 2.
Oh, 2?
2 for me.
All right.
2.
Yeah, I'm probably at a 2
see?
As well.
See?
2.
No zeros.
Just skip me for this one because I saw one picture.
All right, fair enough.
And it was Veritech Fighters in robot.
This man got a 2.08.
2.08.
Liner Boy. That's a name, damn it. I didn't make the name.
Hold on, I can't see. There's a Nick Fathead in my
I'm sorry, I'm fat.
There we go. Okay.
I am currently looking at Liner Boy.
So, why did a skyscraper become a transformer?
And use a blue ring.
Robot in disguise.
Yeah. It's
supposed to be an automotive of some kind.
They've been dinosaurs and guns and tanks and...
Not buildings.
Birds.
When have they been a building, Bill?
There was a planet
the Shogun
that had to have been a building.
The Shogun Zord was nothing but buildings.
He's talking Transformers.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
There had to have been a building. There was a fucking planet.
God, if Spencer was here, he would
know.
He would learn us.
Spencer would learn us things we never knew we wanted to learn.
Yeah, he knows everything about
anyway,
Transformers.
Anyway, so far I'm seeing nothing but dump here.
He's not impressive, to be fair.
Am I?
He's got roadkill for his little belt buckle
Oh, it's
thing.
Happening. Next.
Oh, never mind. It's not roadkill.
There we go.
For when one needs that extra little bit of daylight charging time.
Is this supposed to be like, did you destroy the Giant of Babel and the computer just went over and sat in his head?
Could have been. Yeah, that kind of looks like CPU. Stupid fat orb thing that throws
just so you know, that's a Final Fantasy IV reference.
Yep.
I'm more looking at you because I don't know if you've got that far.
So, yeah, in 4, there's a giant robot that has
I'll be
a
sure to
CPU
find the image.
That
that's
up.
What he looks like when you fight CPU. He's that weird
just
circle thing.
Yeah, that little circle thing up on top of the head. Yeah, that's
next.
Exactly CPU.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's plugged in, being charged up.
Fix him up, guys.
What, your solar panels aren't enough? The fuck?
Well,
it's nighttime.
Charge while you fight.
It's nighttime.
Well,
you should have had enough juice.
No. Next. If we know better, the original Megazord from Mighty Morphin was solar powered, and the second
oh
it got dark, 1 second into darkness, it fucking died.
Yeah, it like went down to 50%, and they were like, we're losing power. Call
Nick
the power
Shane.
Zord.
Sup?
The back side of that robo.
Okay.
Windows. Blue.
Oh, shit, he's got TARDIS legs.
Oh, well, yeah,
TARDIS legs!
He does have TARDIS legs.
Shane!
Oh, Bill!
What?
Some more Doctor Who in your Power Rangers.
This one doesn't bother me.
Yeah, because
okay.
It's not a Dalek.
Not a Dalek.
Oh, you hate Daleks.
I'm
I got
sorry,
yeah.
I hate Daleks. I think those are so stupid.
He hates the salt and pepper shakers.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? It's okay.
Because of Bill's great hatred of the Daleks, they would make him into a Dalek.
It's true. I'd be one of those stupid-ass vacuum cleaners.
Yep.
That
Bill's
stares.
Filled with a lot of hate when it comes to the Daleks, and they would just be like, oh, you got some hate?
Next.
Come and join us.
It's got a Doctor Who reference. It might actually boost its score a little.
I don't know, because technically speaking, for the amount of hate Bill has for a Dalek, something tells me a Red Lantern ring would hit him first.
Oh. Next.
Wow, that toy is bad.
Holy shit.
That toy cannot move.
So, Shane, it's Christmas morning.
I knew it was coming.
It hasn't been Christmas for a while on the
show,
Shane.
Are you saying that Christmas morning would I rather have this or the ugly-ass pyramid? That's a tough one.
Oh, he just can't get off.
Yeah.
You're a dick.
Hey, right there, buddy. He just did this.
You know what? You know what? I can handle this. I'll take this guy over your dumbass-looking pyramid.
Okay,
the horrible toy pyramid.
Yes, the horrible
pyramid in the show was
cool.
Shit.
Yeah, that's cool.
But the toy sucked.
Oh, yeah, that fist bump time.
That fist bumping.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
He doesn't
and
get one.
We're done with this guy.
All right.
What are you giving Liner Boy?
A 3. He's kind of meh.
I say 2. I say he's another thing that you have to like this kind of show to appreciate him.
He wasn't awful looking, but he wasn't great looking either. But they know, when they gave it, they say the TARDIS, I gave it a 2.5. It boosted a little bit.
Okay.
For
me, it wasn't as big and bulky as the Grand Liner, so I'll give it a 3.
1.9.
Dang.
Well, of course it's not as big and bulky as the Grand Liner. It's Liner Boy. It's like Robin to Batman.
What the boy wonder get over here?
Okay,
the boy blunder over here got a 2.48.
Max Victory Robo.
The max. Oh, wow.
Behold thine shoulder blades.
Those are ridiculously sized pauldrons.
And guns. Got
wrist guns. Yeah, you got some guns.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Did they just take apart Liner Boy and equip him to another guy?
Probably.
Can I just
mention... Or they took apart another guy and equipped him to Liner Boy.
This robo missed leg day.
Our disembodied voice from the great beyond speaks again.
Oh, shit. Next. No, oh, titty cannons!
Up! Nipple got, cannons again!
He's got ear... He's got,
gun jubblies.
He has
Good
ear guns, wrist guns, and titty guns.
Spit it out.
That does raise his score.
That does raise
yeah,
his
that
score.
Yeah, that does raise the score just a bit.
With gigantic shoulder blades.
And apparently the Rangers are all going to go work at McDonald's after they're done fighting.
Oh, shit! And they're never hungry!
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, we're morphing it.
I like that.
That was clever but awful.
Yes!
I was going to go with I'm killing it, but that's...
Oh, my
God. You know.
So I was thinking of that, too. I was waiting for someone to say
it. I was going
to
do that one, but I was like, no.
Next.
No.
All right.
He's a Superman, no home.
No.
Well, other than the design's not, like, god-awful, like I said, but not great at the same time,
he's got guns for days.
Yeah, he has no problem.
As our disembodied voice said, skip to leg.
You know, I don't...
What?
That guy! He's a blue dude! He's just like, yeah! Look at me!
Everybody else is inside. He's like, get in here, dude! Like, nah.
He farted. And that room is real small. And they were like, Jesus Christ, man!
It's not like they control...
But what does it mean?
It's not like they control the Megazord individually.
And since he's superpowered at this point in time, it was really awful. By
yeah.
Well, they were like, dude, it aired out.
If McDonald's farts are already bad enough, imagine Whack Donald's
super
farts.
McDonald's fart
well,
is terrible.
After it cleared out, after it finally aired out and everything, like, dude, get back in here. He's like, coming. Guys, the back door's locked.
That's impossible. They're all laughing at him.
No, we got smart over the years. That door's always locked.
Tommy knows something about that.
Bet you Tommy can get into this. He'll get in this fucking door.
Next.
Tommy busts in. It's like, wait, what? Locked door? Where?
Oh, shit. There was throwdown. Oh, and now he's holding 2 cannons.
Yep.
Oh, that's even more
Wait, that's false. If they're cannons. If not, they're flamethrowers.
still cool.
There's something. They're like cannon. So he lost the wrist guns, it looks like.
No, they're still there.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he's just holding two cannons with wrist guns, with titty guns, with face guns.
This guy's got guns for days, like Nick said.
For when one is fighting giant monsters in the middle of a city, you can never have too many guns.
I guess. Collateral damage ain't a thing to the McDonald's Zord.
Of course not.
Collateral damage.
Of course not.
Everyone's
he's got that money.
Rangers anyway.
Bill, everyone's loving it.
Everybody, next.
Over quadrillion served, Bill. Got that money.
Over a quadrillion bullets served.
Yeah, fuck you, fire the everything.
Dude, I'm really not liking this dude's legs, man. I have a problem.
It's really hurting him.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's what. Yes, I don't like it. The legs are the worst part about this.
Can't wait till I get to him in the show and see how he walks.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe
because I'm looking forward to seeing how the guy in the costume walked. He's like, awkward as fuck. Next.
Doing that gots to poop walk.
See?
Yeah.
even with your dumbass looking legs, you still look cool in this picture.
Next. Oh, fuck.
He just fucking punched that dude in the gut.
Like, dude, I would shoot you with my titties.
That is so rude.
That monster looks cool.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah.
Sweet.
He looks cooler than the Megazord.
He's the next. Skeletor Necromancer.
Oh, shit!
That's his finisher!
He's charging his sport laser.
Beat down.
Yep.
Well, now we know what they are. It's like
I'm the fire and the blah!
Yep.
See, the more we see the pictures, the cooler he does slightly get.
No, true.
As long as you avoid, like, from the kneecaps down, this dude ain't bad.
No.
Which
as
most
long
pictures
as you
seem
avoid
to be.
From the battle skirt down.
Yeah.
Next.
We're back.
We're done.
Okay,
all
we're
right.
done with that guy.
I'm going
3.5. I think he's better than average.
Has he claimed
his
max
legs
victory?
Hurt him, but I like his armament.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that. 3.5 sounds like a good
thing. I'm good with that. Titty guns really does help.
It's true.
Titty can.
So Shane's at a 3.5?
Yeah, I'm at a 3.5.
All right, what you got, Scotty?
3.5.
Okay, then this guy got a 3.5. Hey! Everyone agreed
Holy
on it.
Super
Even
armor
the disembodied
shine.
Voice.
Super armor shine victory Mars.
Uh-oh.
Try
oh, I didn't
that
like that.
About five
I didn't
times.
Like, uh-oh.
Super armor shine victory Mars.
Not to be confused with not Mars.
Super victory
Shane,
shine
is ass
Earth.
About to happen?
Probably. We've had...
You watched this one. We didn't.
He's actually in the middle of it.
I'm in the very middle of the
he
show.
He hasn't
and
seen this
these
yet?
Are the Sentai names, not the light
dude.
Speed names.
Oh.
I haven't seen this in a long time, to be fair. And we had some good ones. You know, nobody got lower.
Look, all I heard was, uh-oh, and I'm seeing that there's like six fucking pictures.
I know.
Something tells
I
me this might be
I think it's about time
ass.
To get asked. So let's...
Here we go.
I'm ready for it.
Holy fuck.
Dude!
His sword...
Dude is epic as shit with
okay, you know
Google
what?
Eye.
He has a sword, a dagger thing, he has awesome retarded helmet...
Do you recognize
V-chest.
The chest part?
I do recognize the V-chest.
It's from the previous...
Oh, yeah, the guy where they ripped the wings from the upside-down thingy.
No. I don't think he's referencing the upside-down wings guy. There was a dude that had this exact chest.
Yeah.
The V-chest.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm trying to think of the Robo, because the Robo, we made fun of it because it looked like he ripped the wings, the upside-down wings off of the one dude.
The guys from
yeah,
the previous...
Yeah, but
I can't think of
the
Robo
that was
name.
A boomerang.
Yeah, I know.
He ripped
yeah.
it off and used it as a boomerang.
Yeah, there was somebody that had this exact chest. This body cavity has been used.
Fuck.
What was before Lightspeed?
Wasn't it?
Lost Fuck. Galaxy.
Now that we're doing so many shows, like
these
we're doing episode
over.
Reviews
yeah,
and we're doing topics.
So
okay.
the Zords crossed over.
Next.
And made this.
Oh, shit.
So we had...
Combination of...
So this is a double Megazord.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that would explain the O.
Hmm. Next. Two. Huh.
It's got a two on it.
He has a three on his cock. I've seen two and three so far.
Oh, my.
Next.
Yep.
Wait, is this three cock?
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Lost Galaxy.
Yep.
Lost Galaxy is where that Zord was that we saw.
Yep. Just so like wait, I said.
Lost Galaxy.
No, it's not.
I said Lost Galaxy, the one before Lightspeed.
Now,
I
know who are these guys in the Sentai?
I don't know the Sentai name.
So it looks like Lost Galaxy Red is getting it on.
It's either
with Lightspeed Red's ass.
It's either the 98 Genjamin or it's the 97 Mega Rangers, and I want to say it's the 98 Genjamin.
Yes,
because so
we get it a year after
93. Them.
But yeah, here in America, it's like the lights of Orion combined with one of their Megazords, one of the Lightspeed Megazords, and made this.
Huh.
I like how. Okay.
I just remember not liking the Lightspeed.
Okay, I want you guys to look at this picture very carefully. Now look at the red Lightspeed Ranger. That's what I'm going to call him because
yes,
he's really focused on this battle. The green one is a little bit focused. Nobody else.
No, the green one
the
no.
green
currently.
Like, oh, shit.
Listen, the green one is currently trying to get them digits
okay.
from the pink one over here. Look.
Yep. I want your digits.
The blue
yep.
one is looking out the window like, dude, the city
pink.
Is sweet.
Okay.
No, that, this guy.
That's a pink.
No, blue's on the right.
Yeah.
Blue's on the right, Bill.
Well, that pink dude is fucking looking out this window. And this like, green dude is like, it's coming right for us.
And look at the yellow. Both of them are looking
now,
opposite directions.
Both yellows and blues. They forgot they were in a Megazord fight. They don't know what the fuck is going on.
What about Red Galaxy?
No, it's more along the lines of, if we don't see it happen, it didn't fucking happen.
Red Galaxy? Okay, here's what's going
on.
He's
banging that ass.
The red is like all focused on the battle, and then the other red was focused on the battle, and then he was like, wait, you motherfuckers get a ceiling fan?
Yeah.
We don't got nothing like that in our stuffy-ass Zord. And he's like, that's not important right now. And he's like, no, really. Because it gets pretty hot in these battles.
Proper ventilation is always important.
Like, I'm
yeah,
really
especially
kidding.
In our McDonald's roof.
Like, he's looking up there. He's like, can I take that? No, because the fight is done. He's like, you guys get stuff we don't get.
By the way, after thumbing through the pictures, it's the 98 Genjamin, because I'm staring at it right now, because we're making fun of their Megazord, because it has the monkey belt dick.
Oh. Next!
Dude, that looks cool as shit.
Because, yeah, it is. It's the same shit, because it's
is that
got
a
the
rocket
fucking
ship sword?
No, I don't think so. It looks
you sure?
Because
that
shit,
looks like
though.
The top fin,
looks
the
like
wings. That looks like the little windshield here.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Rip, no, I don't think
rip
it's
for our pleasure, not the monsters.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, I don't think it's a power drill there, our disembodied
aren't
voice.
Guys glad I showed up.
Next.
Oh, that's what it is. It's a
a pike, yeah.
Rocket
oh,
ship.
Yeah, pike lance thingy, yeah.
Are you sure it's not a stick?
Yeah. Yeah, it might just be a stick.
Oh we're done with this guy.
We're done with this.
I like this dude.
Well, then,
super armor, shine,
that
victory
dude's
Mars.
That ridiculous armor and stuff is pretty sweet. I'm going to give it a 3.7.
I had fun talking about him. This dude gets a 2. There's no way this dude can fight and make me think that the battle was epic. He's going to be like, I can't lift my arms. I got this dumbass pike like the old Dragon Megazord that didn't fucking function at all, that had one attack and never fought because they couldn't actually make that thing move properly. Yeah, this dude, I'm not impressed.
I give it a 2.8.
Yeah, I'm at about a 3.
I'll give it a 2.7.
I'm the only one that really liked this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, yeah, that's all 6 divided by the thing.
What a
gear. 2.87, because it's a 2.8 with like 7 sixes and then a 7. So, yeah.
Victory Mars! Victory Mars, Shane.
Victory Cola? No, that's definitely not Victory Cola.
So he's got that dumb pike, Bill. He doesn't have a sword now. No sword for him. What
is that? The next picture better get a lot more impressive real fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Next. Oh my god.
I'm a swinging for the fences, mama.
Well,
man, the pike
the
even got downgraded.
Yeah.
This dude was given
the
name.
Yeah, it looks more like a fucking ink pen now.
This dude was given the name
Victory Mars. Yeah.
With his fucking battle quill and his dumbass hat.
The V is for victory, Bill. Next.
Oh my god.
The blank stare from
This is oh god.
Dude, this is straight up ass.
Question. Do we to look at the rest of these pictures?
I feel bad. I feel bad about dropping the twos. I just got done dropping
No shit.
Because this dude makes everybody look better.
Well, at least now you know how Shane feels when he's like, fucking Amazon looks like shit. He
I told
gets
you it's a
zero.
Rocket ship. I told you it's a rocket ship. Look at it.
Yeah.
Look, that's even its landing gear.
Yeah.
He must have shot it off on the previous image or something.
Next.
Oh,
he does have a sword.
He's got the downgraded version of the sword.
Well, yeah, that's because the like big hardcore sword was from the other Zord.
Fucking has an ass battle quill, an ass look, an ass hat, an ass sword. Simply ass.
Well, like I said, at least now we all know how Shane feels. We're all over here dropping twos, and fucking Shane's like, fucking Amazon looks like shit. It's a zero. We get to stronger. I must apologize to Amazon. We're sitting over here like, now we must apologize to the other Zords in this
next.
Episode, because this dude actually does suck.
Fuck on
yeah,
this image.
I...
Next.
Oh.
Oh my god. The toy did not help you at all, sir. Holy fuck.
Oh my god.
Victory!
Hey, Bill. This is what happens to Victory Cola after Spencer pisses in it.
Oh my god.
Apparently,
look at this
guy.
Wow.
Your Victory Cola is not so tasty now,
Holy
is it?
Shit.
So I say next, but I think that was it for this guy, wasn't it? No.
No, there's another awful image.
Oh, the front view.
Oh, is that the legacy one?
Good. Oh, man.
That
that hasn't come out yet.
Oh, okay. Well, because I just saw the metal parts. I'm like, oh, God.
Legacy. It'd be called the Junk Edition.
That was good.
Trashy Edition. Well, no.
Next.
He dropped his shit!
What the fuck am I looking at?
You're looking at two giant piles of shit, Bill. One literal,
dude,
one figurative.
Did the world just spike out a dildo and say, the world says, fuck you?
It says, sit and spin, bitch, sit and spin.
Plus, it's ABC Family, so, yeah.
Next.
Oh, now we're done.
We're done.
Point five. Fuck.
Point two.
I'm not going to try to.
Fuck this guy.
I'm not going to try to one up you on that. I'm going to go point five also. But this dude. Oh my god. This dude left
Shane,
a lot to be
Shane,
desired.
Are you going to add to the list?
You going to add?
Shane's over there smirking.
Because
like,
so far I went through every single fucking costume, including the Mighty Morphin movie reviews on both costumes. And Toei Spider-Man, no fucking zeros. I still have Robos and fucking Kamen Rider to go through.
It was Kamen Rider and robots that started getting
zeros.
That's where that's where Shane, the zero-dropping Shane, came from.
Yeah, so I've helped out some of the people trying to make the list. Too bad they probably won't know till Wednesday when this drops.
To be fair, I don't like dropping zeros willy-nilly like I have been.
Oh, I do.
But this guy, I want to save my zeros. I mean, he looks like ass.
You want to save your
you
zeros
save
because
your...
you feel like you're catching a lot of flack.
The zeros.
No, he wants to save his zeros like he's trying to save sick days at work. He realized he only has a finite number of them now. Because we're going to make
there's
a
probably
list
worse
go
looking.
Back
the zeros cost him nothing, and he still doesn't want to spend them on this.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, the zeros do cost something in the long run, because we're going to make him sit down and rate them all over again, compare it to each other.
I look forward to it, but I'm going to give him a 0.5.
All right, what you got, Scotty?
Just zero.
Okay, fair enough.
Scott with the zip.
Disembodied voice gives it a 0.4. We divide by the thing.
Scott and I are the haters.
0.35.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay, what's next?
Victory!
Robo.
He's not as derpy as the other one.
But he's
not
so,
by much.
Yeah. He's not as derpy, but we still got a face palm.
He's
out
got
of it.
Laser cannon ears. They just point straight up.
To shoot the wrong direction.
Yeah,
that helps
a lot. Yeah, the missiles shoot up.
Well, the thing is, those are more like signals for when its ass starts getting kicked, it can call in, I don't know, a real Ranger team.
Next.
What the...
Is that noise?
Highlighted yeah. Nips.
Next.
Yeah, lopsided.
Oh, I told you. See? Extendy arms.
All right, this guy's kind of cool now.
I knew one of them had the extendy arms.
Whippy
I just
arm.
Didn't know what.
All right, that helps him a
so
little bit.
So that's the first Zord of the series because it has the extendy punchies.
All right, that helps out a little
see,
bit.
See, I remembered that.
That helps out a little bit.
Next.
I'm sorry, with him trying to Brett the Hitman heart shades there. That's
I'm not digging his. I'm not digging his puffy ass kissy lips.
I'm beautiful,
dude. You got bees stung in the lip.
Did
okay,
did you say
Shane,
I'm not beautiful? Oh, you fucked up. Stretchy arm, bow.
But Shane, he's got a chin beard just like you do.
Oh, shit. He is rocking a chin beard.
Shane.
I need to see another picture.
Shane, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because.
Does that help you?
No.
No. Shane, I know what costume we're going to make you for the next convention.
Yeah.
You can make that. I ain't spending a goddamn dollar on this.
Next. No. All we have to do is just get boxes.
Yeah, we just need some cardboard boxes.
Oh, my God.
Maybe a little bit of some spray paint.
He does have chin beard.
Shane, it looks like you need to re-upgrade back to a goatee or be a man like three of us and grow a beard.
Next.
Wait.
Circle of Doom, Shane? Circle of Doom? Hopefully he steps through it?
It's kind of a... That's not a
burning ring of fire?
Damn it, Seth! I was about to say, it's like, Shane, don't worry. They're just walking into a burning ring of fire.
Next.
Tiny gun? Tiny guns? Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, tiny guns so he can do extended arm
say,
punch.
I want to say this guy's epic with his chin beard.
He's not,
but
though.
He's not.
Next.
This is one of the few times that the facial hair does not help.
No, it doesn't.
What the shit? What is this?
A CG CAD drawing.
Oh, you made it look worse.
Yeah, but
I actually think that
looks better, but marginally so.
That looks awkward.
I think it's a matter of the fact of like the reds in the arms and that look more like pink.
Are you kidding?
He has rescue light nipples.
Look,
yeah.
Look how the late. Look, just picture this guy. I'm going to show you. The listeners won't be able to see this, but you guys here will be. I'm going to show you how this motherfucker walks. Okay, so he's going to walk like this. Okay, ready?
Coming to get that ass.
Descriptive. He's walking like he just got off of a 2-hour ride on a horse.
Yes. Next. Yes.
Bow-legged.
Ooh.
Bow-legged, knees locked, and walking on his heels.
CGI.
It's a siege.
Next.
Oh, man.
Let's
That's
get our
cowboy
is
Satan like a motherfucker.
His sword is as big as fucking he is in this toy. Holy shit, what's happening? Whoa.
Apparently your feet are being moved.
Whoa.
Apparently Shane is so dumb with this guy, he's got
to
go
Shane went to drop a 2 again.
I think you mean a poopy. Because he likes to refer to it.
Nope.
Dropping a deuce.
Dropping a deuce.
Yep, he drops 2s. That's what he... Whenever he's...
I'm sorry.
Had to piss.
Oh, my God, with the next.
Oh, man, it's blinky time.
I guess these are the
toys
parts
are
that...
awful.
Stupid.
I guess these make the robot...
Why aren't the nipple lights flashing?
Because they suck.
I wonder,
batteries are not included.
I wonder if the nipple lights are flashing, if the fucking cannons on its head go off.
I'm not even impressed by the extendy arms right now with this toy. Next.
And we're done.
This guy is fucking done. Done like 1.2 kind of done.
1.9.
And Shane gave a 1.
Shane dropped a 1.
Well, so did the disembodied voice.
1.
Uno.
So what did Victory Robu get?
1.02.
So next is Victory Walker.
Yep.
And there's only like,
you know what this guy's special ability is?
Walking.
Rolling around in a chair.
God, why did you just try to scan it with your fucking virus scanner?
I just accidentally scanned his picture. My virus was.
God damn it.
I don't see me.
He had to make sure we weren't going to catch eye cancer.
I was
going to
say, I almost got sick off the last images, so.
Fair enough.
Oh,
God.
What? What is this?
Yes.
Why?
Shane literally walks in, takes one step, and spins back out.
Oh,
Shane, get your piggly ass back in here.
Oh, my God.
Look. Hey, look, Shane. The Zord's taking a piss, too.
No.
Fucking legs. This is an official Zord, is legs.
I'm strangely comfortable with it.
Next.
Yeah, but that's because...
Is it pissing? Is the Zord pissing on the building?
It is used for extinguishing fires, yes.
I think 0.1 for me.
And the only reason why you're okay with it is because you're used to fucking Metal Gears.
I feel
where
like
all this is like fucking legs.
Fuck yeah,
I feel like
Metal
they didn't
Gears.
Think that through.
You can't tell me that you're unhappy with a Zord that will walk up and piss on its enemy.
This was not thought through. There's no way that they thought, and if they did mean to do this, then damn,
the
that's
best
great.
Idea
Here's
ever
my biggest question.
Of all times.
Where's the cockpit?
It's surprising that...
Well, you just said that. It. Next.
That is so fucking great! This is the best!
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, man, this sword is gonna get a great
this
score.
This thing is just so much what the fuck.
What the fuck, Japan?
Yeah, what the fuck, Japan, man? We need to fucking get in on some Babylon
okay, I'm
action.
I'm sorry I have to do this. I'm sorry, Metal Gear.
No, you don't fuck with Metal Gear.
It reminds me of the geckos.
Next.
No, that's legit.
Yeah, yeah.
Next.
All right, this guy gets a 2.3.
Wait, is it
next.
Done? Yeah, it's done.
Yeah,
okay.
It's done.
4.
2.3
I'm giving
Nick.
This a 4.
Oh,
you
shit.
Fucking would.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would. 2.5.
What you gonna give it, Bill?
1. 0.
Oh,
shit! End of the list!
Dropping
one.
A 0
the list
ting.
With you!
Jeez. There goes the ting!
Alright, what you got, Scotty?
Actually, I'm giving it bonus for being able to piss on your opponents.
Yeah!
That's why I gave it the 0.5 extra! That shit would have only been a 2!
3.
Alright, fair enough.
See? You save your zeros for
four
worse.
Finalizer pictures.
Man, man,
wait,
hold up.
Let's see what the walking pisser
the
got.
Fucking pissing legs got a 1.97.
Yes! Almost a 2!
There's that, Shane.
Okay.
Is that dude holding a fucking fan? Because that looks like a fan.
What, the Zord? No,
the
that's...
The dude up front,
that's
the- yeah.
That's that big bulky one that you skipped out on.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the one
that
you
that's
missed.
A train.
It's basically
well,
a bunch
skip
of trains.
Out on. I just wasn't here for it
because
I was running late.
It's a train, to be fair.
Oh, okay.
That's right. You stay back there, fucking loser.
Oh, man, but I want to be in this spotlight too. No!
Somebody turn up the fog machine.
You're getting back in the fog where you belong.
He needs to turn around and do one of those pictures of Batman slapping Robin.
Yeah.
Fucking liner boy. They're trying to hide him in the fog like he's not with us.
He's standing on top of a volcano.
Good.
He's waiting for his cool epic.
There's no way they hear you. There's no way they hear you.
slightly. He was getting some spikes.
If you didn't hear that, it says that our disembodied voice said that he's standing on a volcano waiting for his big entrance.
That'll never happen. Why are you just looking at us, Bill?
I'm trying to figure out where he saw the spikes.
Off the fucking soundboard.
Oh, okay.
He got, like I said, he got small bounces.
Okay. Yeah,
look, I bought the motherfucker. I know how to look at it.
He knows how to look at it. Now comprehending such.
Next.
That's
I know how to look and fucking understand some of what's going on with it. I just
that
bought it
awesome.
Is all.
Awesome.
Is
he stabbing this guy in the back?
No.
No, if anything, he's stabbing him in the arm.
Or tapping him in the arm.
No, I can see the little yellow thing on this side.
Listen. Next.
Oh.
Are you fucking kidding me with this shit?
What the fuck?
Really?
Sometimes Robin needs to stand on Batman's shoulders.
Here, let me give you a boost.
Good luck finding that image, by the way.
Yeah.
Knowing the internet.
Oh, it's probably there.
Okay. This was GoGo 5 Mecha.
And the winning robo is
this
one.
Yeah, who was the coolest robo there, Shane?
Actually, I might be
the one that we all gave
way back.
5 to.
Yeah.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Which one was that? Was that Super Victory?
Super Deluxe Extra Chocolatey Edition, whatever.
Yeah, Super Victory then.
Oh my.
I don't know. Pull it back up. Go back in there. Yeah, Super Armor Shine Victory Mars.
Yep, that's the guy that won.
Yep.
Yep.
Because that dude was cool as shit.
Because it was a crossover. Yeah.
You sure that guy won?
I'm pretty sure. It wasn't Victory Mars. I know that fucking much.
I hate that fucking dude. Yeah.
That dude got fucking douche.
I don't know. Regardless, Scotty's already put
that guy.
That's
the dude
that guy.
Oh, wait. Okay, never mind.
This dude
won.
Yeah, he's the one.
That guy. Nipple guns.
Max Victory Robo. My bad.
Yeah, Max Victory Robo won the day, though the day was not that challenging of a competition, to be fair.
I don't know. He did have Walking Piss Mech. Oh, that's a hardcore competition right there.
Especially a pissing contest.
Where is it going to go on my list of suck?
My God. Metal Gear Piss.
Liquid!
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.